Let's talk about tagging real quick and why tagging. I think that's important that we understand the immense marketing value that tagging brings to us from a marketing perspective. It's an absolutely amazing opportunity, and yet so many people really don't segment in any way their list, whether it's their email list or otherwise. So my hope is that as you're building out your mini chat list, that you will leverage the power of the tagging so that you can start to really market and fine-tune your marketing more specifically, so that you can give more value back one to those that you serve, and ultimately create more sales simply because you're delivering content that matters to the people that it matters to. So, I want you to think about tagging as a way to group your subscribers. By using tags, you can get incredible insights into, your subscribers and how they engage with your content. And by virtue of that, you can provide highly relevant content for people who need it the most. So it's just an amazing way to really dig in and know your list at a finite positioning so that again you can deliver better content and ultimately create more sales. So the first value add obviously is that segmenting opportunity. You can segment your list, divide them into groups based on how they came into your list to begin with, and then how they engage with your content. That's another layer of segmenting, tagging essentially, so that you know how people are engaging with your content so that you can better serve them ultimately. So segmenting is one reason that you definitely want to use the tagging feature. And then re-engaging with your list is it's also important from that standpoint, simply because if through the journey that people have taken where they dropped off, it's a great way to reach out and re-engage based on, hey, I know you're interested in XYZ. Do you still have that problem? How can I help? Kind of thing. So re-engaging with those who come your way and end up on your chat list, I'm sorry, your mini chat list, it's a great way again to reach out and have a touch point that's relevant versus just randomly sending content to absolutely everyone, and maybe a third of those people are actually interested in that content versus, maybe two-thirds of them not being interested. So it's important. The re-engagement piece is really a big opportunity for us. And then I think this is probably the biggest value add from a tagging perspective is giving our end users, our subscribers, that custom or AKA relevant content journey. If they've said they come into our list based on a pain point, a freebie, for example, and we can give value back around that same content or same type of content, then it's again more relevant. It makes more sense to that person to have content that they have said, hey, I have a problem around, versus just random willy-nilly kind of stuff, which sometimes from a marketing perspective, when we don't know our subscribers, our end users, then that's what we do, right? And so that's the value and one of the reasons that I think so many of us from an email marketing standpoint have not done a great job of segmenting our list. So therefore, we don't have an opportunity to build out these custom content journeys like we could starting out fresh with the mini chat list building process that we're getting ready to embark on. And again, that's a great way to deliver better and more relevant content to our subscribers. So let's go over to MiniChat and let me show you an example of how you actually tag someone and ultimately drop them into a sequence as well. And this is just one example, as depending on what type of entry point people have as you build out your mini chat options, you know, whether they come in through your website or whether they come in through a comment ladder or whether they come in through, you know, keyword phrases. There's so many ways that they can come into and get on your mini chat list. But I'm going to share one way so that you can see the process and understand how it works. And then, you know, as you build out different types of chat bots inside of mini chat, you'll understand that process and be able to duplicate it depending on the process that you use to get people onto your list. So let's get started.
If you're inside of your MiniChat dashboard, you would want to click on Growth Tools. And I have my website pop-up set up to where it's delivering a freebie, 15 ways to use Facebook Messenger chatbots to explode your business. And, you know, obviously this is going to be an entry point into my list. Now, as I said earlier, your entry point could be a variety of different things. And this is, again, just one example. But you could be doing a comment post. You could be doing, you know, keyword phrases. There's a ton of other ways that people can get on your list, and we'll be talking about a variety of different ones and ultimately showing you how to do those. But from a standpoint of just understanding the process, that's my whole intent on sharing this with you. So this is the initial state. You can see that, what it looks like. Obviously, the submitted state is the thank you page for all intents and purposes. And you can see what that looks like. Obviously, you can change the colors, etc. There's a lot of options here. And then the opt-in piece is where I really wanted to focus. Now, if I click on this pop-up opt-in message, so that I kind of give you some perspective on, one, how you tag someone as they come in. So if someone's on my website and they say, hey, I want this 15 ways to use Facebook Messenger bots to explode your business, then the way I have it set up is if they click on the download now button, it's tagged so that I know that they've requested this particular piece of information. Now, as you can see, I've got 15 ways to use the Facebook Messenger. I'm going to go ahead and just remove that so that you guys can see how I added this. So I'm going to go ahead and just click the X so that you guys can see, and then I'm going to add an action. Additional action is what it's called. And then I'm going to say add a tag, and then I'm going to enter the text for that particular tag. Now, I've already added this tag once, but if I didn't have it there, then in fact I'll just change it up just slightly so that you guys can see. And I click enter. And now I have a new tag based on the fact that they have downloaded this piece of content. Now, not only can I tag them, but I can also drop them into a sequence based off of the fact that I know that now they're interested in this particular piece of content. So if my nurture sequence is set up to have content that is in this lane. In other words, you know, if I have a nurture sequence set up that's all around Facebook Messenger bots, then I can drop them into that nurture sequence simply because they downloaded this free piece of content and I know for a fact that they're interested in this type of content. I could go back to my opt-in actions. And as you can see here, there's an add subscriber to sequence option. So I could find my nurture sequence. I could have a variety of sequences, frankly. You know, depending on how many freebies you have, you could build out nurture sequences, or AKA sales funnels, that are geared towards and are, you know, in the lane of that original pain point. But in my case, my nurture sequence is about Facebook Messenger bots. So I'm going to go ahead and click that. But the point being that, one, you can tag them based on how they entered your list. And two, simultaneously, you can also drop them into a sequence based on that original free offer or way that they ultimately came into and joined your list. So hopefully this is making sense. And in the next video, we're going to go over audiences and how you can use the tagging feature to really refine and search for people on your list based on how they've engaged and ultimately how you've segmented them using the tagging feature. And if you didn't do it out the gate, how you can go back and tag them after the fact. So I'll see you in the next video.